It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
You know, a visit to your doctor traditionally has meant a checkup of your so-called vital signs. We all know them. Blood pressure, heart rate, temperature, and even lung health. You know, you breathe in, you breathe out, and if you're feeling great regarding that, then you're good to go, right? But really, are you? You know, while these traditional vital signs are a good start to assessing your health, there are so many other more observations and tests that can be done at even routine medical checkups. You know, some of these different types of vital signs are rooted in ancient Chinese and Indian medicine, such as tongue diagnosing and fingernail analysis. I do that a lot in my practice because I love observing the body. You'll be so shocked on how much information you can get from just looking at the person's body, the skin, the hair quality, the eyes, the tongue, the mouth, your fingernails. You know, there's so much you can do. And these are, you know, obviously not the similar types of vital signs that we usually get. You know what? These new vital signs will be very important for you to look at for your own body, but also to ask your doctor to perform. All right, let's start. Let's start with fingernail analysis. I love looking at the fingernails because, you know, in the past they used to think that, oh, fingernails, if they're all messed up and whatnot because you're a physical laborer, you know. But now I look at fingernails because it can reveal a really good deal about a person's overall health and habits and even anxiety. For instance, you know, when you look at a nail, your nails, and hopefully everyone, when you look at your nails, you don't have any nail polish on because then you can't check them out. And usually if I have patients that have nail polish, I ask them to, you know, take it off before their next appointment so that I can check them out in detail. But a perfect nail is when it's strong and there's pink, they're pink and they're smooth in the quality of the nail. And then you have a white crescent on the base of the nail where it joins up to the cuticle. And that's called the lunula. And that little white crescent-shaped area is indicative of if you have good blood flow and good circulation in your hands. So the color of your nail is really important. Now, if it's way too white, the colors of the nails are really, really white, there's a condition called Terry's nail, which may be a sign of liver. You know, if it's way too yellow, there could be a fungal infection going on or even possibly a respiratory issue. Another color that if it's really blue, well, that's definitely indicating that you don't have good blood circulation and that bluish tint means that you're low in oxygen. You know, so again, really important that you take a look at the shape and textures. And the textures, speaking of textures, I've often seen people with pitted nails, like tiny little pits in the nails. And they don't even know that is an indication of psoriasis, psoriatic inflammatory arthritis or connective tissue diseases, which is an autoimmune condition. So that's something that you really want to go check out if you've got pits in the nails. If you've got brittle and cracking of the nails, that can be because you've got osteoporosis, protein deficiency, and even a thyroid dysfunction. Have you ever seen anyone with spoon nails? What I mean by that is it's sunken in like a spoon, where it's really soft and loose, and that really is an indication of possibility of anemia and iron deficiencies, as well as heart and thyroid issue. There's also a condition called nail clubbing, where the nail actually looks like it's overgrowing in a curve, really, really like a fat in fingertips with the nails that are actually grows in a curved state. And what that can indicate is that you might have lung issues, heart issues, bowel issues, digestive problems, and even cancer. So really got to take a look at your nails. So much that we can say. Oh, one of the real common indications that you've got a zinc deficiency is if you've got these little white dots on your nails. A lot of children have it, little white dots, and zinc is one of the most most deficient minerals in our body. We really need it for growth and development for children. So all you need to do when you see these is just take a daily zinc supplement so that your children and yourself would get in those little white dots. Can take 3 to 6 months to go away because it takes that long for the nail to grow. So really important that you do that. One of the things that I find commonly and people have trouble is fungally nails. There's fungus growing underneath, especially toenail fungus. And really important that when you do have toenail fungus, you've got to look at a possible systemic fungal infection internally in your gut, but also on your skin. I want to go right into another way of that I call my new vital signs called tongue diagnosis. I love looking at the tongue. And so often when someone opens up their mouth and stick their tongue out, I can tell exactly what's going on in their gut and possibility even their sugar metabolism. Now, nearly all practitioners today, including dentists, will agree that the state of your tongue is really important for a person's health. For instance, if you've got a tongue that, let's first say you need a healthy tongue that's pink and it's glistening and it doesn't have a lot of growth or furriness or coating, and you just have small little nodules called papillae and that you don't have areas of cracking and fissures in your tongue, that indicates that you're dehydrated. Now, one of the things that I find a great deal is that I look at the tongue because I want to look for digestive issues, digestive markers. Digestive markers such as cracks on the tongue, black lines on the nails. I talked about nails earlier, but black lines on the a yellow coating or white furriness in the tongue. Yellow coating means that you've got indigestion. There's too much fermentation going on in the gut. If you have white coating, that's an indication of fungus. Fungal yeast overgrowth. A lot of the times, and that yeast overgrowth is called thrush. A lot of the times, kids, little babies that are born, after the first few weeks, they start getting thrush on their tongue. And guess how that starts? Is that when the baby is delivered through the mother's vagina, they end up being exposed to the mother's yeast and the flora in the vagina. And if the mother has an overgrowth of yeast, then the baby will also have fungus, yeast overgrowth. So it's important that you fix that by giving the baby probiotics. And mothers should also be taking the probiotics together at the same time. There's a baby Dophilus you can get at the health food store, really easy to find, mainly as a powder. And all you need to do is put that powder, a tiny bit, on the mother's breast, the nipple, before the baby attaches. And that's how you're going to get rid of that thrush. And a lot of people say, oh, I've got a geographic tongue. A geographic tongue, like a road map-like tongue, that means that you have possibly irritable bowel issues, possibly even chronic digestive issues such as Crohn's disease or colitis. So really important that you go check that. And then hypoglycemia. You know how you can tell if you've got hypoglycemia? When you look at the tongue and there's indentations on the side of the tongue. It's all swollen tongue. And what happens, those indentations, is because you've got the teeth butting up against, your tongue butting up against your teeth. And when that happens, you get indentations. That means you've got sugar imbalances. So go to your doctor and get your blood sugar tested and make sure everything's okay. One other area that you can look at is you look at under the tongue, if you've got a lot of dark blood vessels like dark veins and red veins, that can indicate actually heavy metal toxicity. And if you have heavy metal deposits on the gums, like dark pigmentation on your gums, then that means that you've got possibility of heavy metals. You really want to check that out. I didn't get a chance to look at skin, but if you go to drsuzanne.com/skinsecrets, you'll learn a lot about healthy skin and how you can treat it so that you can feel much better. Remember, everyone, until next time, this is Dr. Suzanne. I am here dedicated to helping you feel your best so you can live a life full of boundless energy, laser sharp mental focus, and a powerful, vibrant body. Until next time, stay well, everyone.